I'm running out of material here. It'd be easy if I could just slide in. Ray, you must not know about me. You must not know about me. We should do more songs.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Legend in My Spare Time contains certain themes and subjects that may not be suitable for your young fucking ear. That being said, if you are easily offended, get the fuck off of our podcast!
Motherfucker!
Whoa, that's a full rainbow all the way. Double rainbow, oh my god, double rainbow. It's a double rainbow all the way. Damn, it's a double rainbow. Damn, oh my god. What does this mean? It's so bright, so vivid. Double rainbow, it's so dense, dense. What does this mean? It's starting to even look like a triple rainbow. That's a whole rainbow now. Ah! Double rainbow all the way across the sky. So intense.
Welcome to Legend in My Spare Time, episode 3 to the 0.
Yeah. Oh, is this 3-0?
3-0.
3.0. 30 is the new 20, though, right?
That's right.
Yes.
Please welcome the double rainbow to the crossroads of my life, as it were.
You must not know about me. You must not know about me.
The Reverend Jeffrey K. Davies.
Why, hello there, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome back. It's been a while for us. You've been a busy little motherfucker.
Yeah, man. This is the busy season, dude.
It is.
There's a lot of people out there that need to die.
And I'm not seeing much of the Rev these days. But, like I see, you're busy.
Well, yeah. Hey, I lined your pockets a little bit. I got you doing some wet work.
I can't believe that guy cried.
Mm-hmm.
Little Welsh dude coming in the house and he starts to cry. You know, it's true that you hear, so much when you're being a hitman.
Shut the fuck up!
Nobody wants to get punked by a chubby Welsh guy.
No, but it's...
But I like that.
Well, I liked watching.
I like that I like that they get offended more so by the fact that it's me.
Not you!
Yeah, this guy...
guy you never thought...
Exactly.
...was a cold-blooded killer.
Exactly. It is happy to... I am happy to be back.
Yeah.
Here...
Yeah. In the we got the fiber optic lamp kicking.
We sure do.
Yeah.
We sure do. Superman's crotch is lit up.
Superman's crotch.
Yeah. You know, it's a good time to be alive. It's a good time to be on Trainwreck Radio.
Absolutely.
It's a good time to check out popsyndicate.com.
It's a good life.
It's a good time to send an email to legendinmypodcast@gmail.com.
That's right. We need to hear more from you dirty motherfuckers.
We really do. We also want to hear your dirty limericks. We'll get to that later. And we want to hear your entries for Am I an Asshole, which is, of course, a pretty fun game.
That's
and
right.
I know the majority of you are assholes. So let's hear your stories. Do you want to give them an example of an Am I an Asshole story, Rev? You got one fresh or sort of?
Do I got one fresh? Not off the top of my head, I don't.
All right.
Jog my memory. Is there something you're thinking of?
Once, while playing a show, before introducing a good friend of mine to some hot girls... I educated them on the fact that he could very possibly have herpes. Am I an asshole?
He certainly thinks so.
So that's your example for Am I an Asshole? Dirty Limerick Contest, of course, is write us your dirtiest limerick. The grand prize will be the Reverend and I are going to put it to music.
Yeah.
Live. Perhaps on our Christmas special.
We will rock that out with guitar and bongos, maybe some special effects.
I might even not wear pants.
Maybe some auto-tune. You got auto-tune? Or kazoo?
I do have auto-tune, actually.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to hear a Matt Lees song with I would love to do the backing vocals to a Matt Lees song with auto-tune. Just to hear my voice in the background.
What song would you think you'd want to do with auto-tune?
I don't know yet. I'd have to listen to your album. But you got to give me an album so that... I can listen to it.
I got
to
make one. Nicely done. Yeah. Good job.
This
Thanks.
Is just how it goes. I gave you one of ours. Yeah. I gave you our demo.
Thanks. for that.
You're welcome.
I appreciated that.
That's what I'm here for.
I don't know why he's so angry with the thanks for that.
Thank you.
No, that's
oh,
great.
Okay. Oh. I do have a little bit. I do have a little story. Start off the day. I'm a happily married man, and you know, and you've been in a committed relationship for a while. So when somebody's gonna take advice, you know, on relationships, you know, would you take advice from a happily married man or someone who's in who's been in a long-term committed relationship, or just, you know, somebody, you know, who's divorced or whatnot, right?
Right.
You know, so common sense would say, well, go with the person who knows how to keep the longevity.
Yes.
Right? That might be the wrong decision.
Hmm. Pray tell, yeah. Mr. Reverend.
Well, I do believe I may have inadvertently sabotaged the rabbi's latest gig with a fine young lady.
All right, so just a brief catch up for those of you who don't know. The rabbi AK is one of our good friends. He's been a co-host on the podcast. He has pulled away from the public eye, as it were. He is taking rabbi training. He was in a seemingly very happy, very solid relationship with a young, beautiful woman.
Yep.
And you gave some advice and what, broke up the relationship?
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like it could have been my fault. I don't know.
Ouch. Should we go to the news and come back and you tell us how you ruined AK's life again?
Sure, man.
All right, so.
Again. Is the important word
right
there.
We're going to drop some news and then we're going to hear about how Reverend ruined AK's life again.
Sorry, Rabbi.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you're about to see is true.
Downtown Kitchener was invaded by an estimated 40,000 people for the recent Blues Festival and the appearance of David Wilcox. In related news, Iris presents a Taboo Festival, and they're expecting crowds of literally dozens of people. A member of the local clergy has been exposed as a fraud, or that is, according to his wife.
In a recent interview, the wife said, "He's not a man of the cloth. He's just an asshole."
Oh, I love that, Mrs. Reverend Davies.
Who says it's me?
The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
In local news, a young Dutchman was caught masturbating on the steps of the bridge in Kitchener's Victoria Park. When questioned as to why he would do this in broad daylight, he said, "It's Monday, and it's my birthday, and I'm Dutch."
This concludes another edition of the news, you saucy little bitch.
What?
Gripping.
You are welcome, ladies and gentlemen, for those those local news tidbits.
Mm-hmm.
All from factual sources, reliable sources.
Absolutely.
So, speaking of reliable sources, I'm going to segue this because our good friend, the Rabbi AK.
Yes.
Your partner in the Sally Chancer.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So, when you're in a band together, you are family.
That's right. I try to take care of him, man.
Okay, so, he's met a girl. He's making Three's Company or whatever 80s sitcom you want to insert.
Oh yeah, he's falling in love. He's head over heels. He's getting all cabaled up. I don't know. Yeah, man. He was pretty head over heels. And then they had a tiff.
All right. So he has a tiff. He's hurt. He's sad. Who does he go to?
He goes to the number one. He goes to his other spiritual, source. That's me.
The Reverend.
The Rev.
Damn Davies.
Yeah. You know, and I'm here to help people. I really am.
You are.
So we're driving to Wingham. Unfortunately, he couldn't work things out face to face because we had a gig in Wingham. And right. I don't know. I'm not really down with all the new technology and, you know, having a fight over text message just doesn't make sense to me.
Did you hear that, Van Boss? Anyway.
Anywho.
That's 1-0, Van Boss. Fuck you.
Yeah. So maybe it's my old school mentality. But they were arguing over text message. And, you know, he liked this girl. And he just kind of asked, well, you know, well, what would you say? Or something like that. And basically, whenever me and Mrs. Rev, you know, whenever we butt heads, I generally, you know, I'll leave the room. I leave the room, and when I come back, the first thing I say is, I hope you're in a better mood now.
even if it's not your fault. If it's not her fault, I mean. Even if you're the asshole.
Oh, yeah, every time. Every time. And then, and you know, if it is my fault, and she starts to say, you know, this isn't, you know, this is all because of you or whatever, then I say, listen, I accept your apology. It's all right. Let's move on. And then when she proceeds to get even angrier, I tell her, I've already accepted your apology. Let's just, like, let's get over it. Build a bridge, honey. Anyways.
I'm so surprised that she does not kick you in the balls more often. I'm just saying.
So anyways, my advice to the rabbi was just, you know, because it had been, you know, a half hour or whatever since their last little text brawl. And I said, just ask her if she's in a better mood now.
Oh, no.
You know, if she can be reasonable.
you Titanic'd that man.
It finished it for him. I think this stuff is funny.
You were the iceberg to his Titanic.
It was a sinking ship anyways, man.
You were the Sarah Palin to the fucking... God damn it! What's his name?
Hillary Clinton.
No. Stupid son of... We are stupid. He was the Sarah Palin to your...
I forget who
John was... Grisham.
John Grisham? Who was running against Obama? I can't even
John
remember
McCain.
Now. John McCain.
Not John Grisham.
No one ever remembers the first loser. Right?
That's fair.
Dude lost.
Yeah.
He got the silver medal. What does that mean? You don't fucking hear about him anymore.
That's true.
Heard Sarah Palin's doing some sort of topless spread. You know, now it's... Yeah.
I can see that from my house. That's my Sarah Palin accent.
Is it?
Yeah.
when did she ever say that?
I don't know. I think it was just on SNL.
So oh.
Mine is in a
Tina Fey?
Yeah.
Tina Fey is fucking brilliant.
Yeah, she is. Oh, you probably just think she's hot.
I think she has a certain sex appeal for sure.
Yeah, you'd rail it. Don't worry, your wife's not.
I'm a married man, sir.
That's right. That's right.
So I'd get the rabbi to rail it.
He's a rabbi now, though.
Yeah, rabbis have sex, man.
Only with little boys. I mean, oh.
No, that's Catholic priests.
Oh, Catholic priests.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm not Catholic. Are you Catholic?
No.
No.
Come on, I'm barely human.
So I don't like little boys. And I do have sex with my wife.
And in the shower, too. You're always very open about the showering with your wife.
Oh, yeah. You have to.
Yes, you have to. You have to shower with her, or you have to be open about it?
Oh, I'm pretty much open about anything, dude.
Fair enough. Did you tell her about the things we did to those hookers in Amsterdam?
Well, you know, that was a different continent.
Right.
I don't think she really needs... She doesn't need to know everything.
Right, different area code kind of thing?
Yeah.
Doesn't count that way?
Well, continent. If you're continent jumping...
Then it's okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Or even, like, you know, like, what do you think is a reasonable amount of kilometers that would be... That would, you know, nullify a marriage or a long-term relationship?
For me, Reverend, it would take millions of miles.
You're a jackass, eh? You set me up to take the fall.
What do you want me to say? Yeah, me too.
You brought it up with the hookers in Amsterdam. No one was supposed to know.
You're trying to make me like Hitler's right-hand man.
Yes. No, you're worse than Hitler, man.
No. Oh,
you're
I don't
know.
You're
like, come on. You know what? Let's. You're the guy who's like, hey, listen, you know what? Quit your job. Come work with me.
Okay.
And then I quit my job, and then you say, yeah, you know what? I just got a job somewhere else, dude, so good luck.
Oh,
that's you.
I wouldn't do that.
That's you.
I would not
so
do that.
You just did to me.
I would not do that.
You just did.
I am very honest and upfront when it comes to work.
You said when it comes to work.
Yeah, when it comes to expectations and shit. You know where I'm going with this, you son of a bitch?
No, where are you going with
motherfucker.
That?
Motherfucker. So as you ladies and gentlemen know, Mr. Goddamn Reverend over here has his own business.
Mm-hmm.
And does his own private work. Some of it involves breaking knuckles. Some of it involves collecting money. Some of it involves more straightforward work that I can assist with. So.
And some of it you can try to assist with.
You motherfucker.
How old do you think? How old do you think my customer was, Matt?
Which one?
You know which one. The one that was on your end of the fridge,
Mr. Mr. Miyagi, the one who called me fat with his eyes. Yeah. All right, so let me start at the beginning so people don't get confused.
Okay.
I get a call from the Reverend early one morning, and he says, "Hey, I might need some help in a little while. You down?" So I first contemplated ignoring the message altogether and being like, fuck this guy.
Fair enough.
I'm watching wrestling. Then I felt kind of bad. I pictured him looking like the kid whose dad didn't pick him up at soccer practice. So I texted him back and I said, yes, I'm in. Let me know what you need. So you give me a call and you're like, yeah, I'm going to come get you now. And you sounded a little suspicious on the phone. You were kind of like, hey, so yeah, you want to come give me a hand? And I'm like, yeah, what's going on? And you're like, oh, not too much. We need to move some furniture and
you can help me with
power washing a driveway. And I'm like, sounds good.
Easy peasy, right?
Right. Now, we get to Mr. Miyagi's house.
And the reason you call him Mr. Miyagi is because this dude teaches Shaolin Kung Fu.
Right. He's a bad motherfucker.
He had swords and crazy shit lying around the house.
Right. So we walk into this house and very nice place, indoor pool type place. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Stamped concrete throughout the interior.
Yes.
Of the kitchen, the indoor pool.
Right.
Yeah, so the living room.
We get there.
One of the living rooms.
We're moving a couch. We're moving chairs.
Yeah, and pretty
then,
easy, right?
Out of nowhere, Reverend Jeffrey K says, oh, we got to move this fridge too. Now, fridge is not something you just drop on a motherfucker. It's the same thing as like, yo, will you pick me up at the airport? And then I get there and you're like, oh, I met this girl on the plane. We got to give her a ride. Fuck no. You don't just throw a fridge at somebody, man. Literally or figuratively. So I'm pissed off, right? And then fucking Reverend starts moving it around like we're going to carry this fucking thing. Y'all, go back. Think of the new Indiana Jones movie when the atomic bomb is going to go off and fucking Harrison Ford hides inside the fridge. Okay? Bigger than that fridge. Heavier than that fridge.
It was a massive fridge.
You're a big man. How tall are you?
I'm 6'2". This fridge was 6 feet.
Oh, my God.
And it was at least, it was more than 4 feet wide. And it was probably
insane.
2 or 3 feet. It was probably 3 feet deep. It was massive.
And insanely heavy.
Not a normal fridge.
No, it was a super fridge.
No, only a European would expect to have that fridge.
Yes, and it was fucking... Anyway.
It was
so
massive.
Rev starts fucking sliding it around like me and this motherfucker are going to carry it. So I said, hey, man, I think you're overestimating my strength.
Yeah, you did say that.
I was like, I think you're giving me too much credit here, man.
Don't worry, I'm going to go and buy some straps.
I was like, straps? What the fuck? So I'm sitting there, I'm thinking to myself, this is stupid. I am not going to carry this fucking fridge. So I'm like, yo, do we have some kind of dolly or some kind of cart we can put this motherfucker on? Like, I ain't carrying this goddamn thing. So we finally get a cart, a wheelie that we can use. It takes us for fucking ever to get it over the door because of all the bumps in the door frame. Mr. Miyagi is there with us, helping us. Who, by the way, is way fucking older than me.
He's got to be 60s.
And he's owning,
easy.
He's owning this fridge. Like, there are times where I'm trying to lift with him, and he's like, okay, I have it. And he's just kind of, it was fucked.
He was like two fingers, right?
Right.
He was doing the kung fu grip on it.
Yeah. So then we get it through this crazy fucking Narnia of a backyard that this guy had.
Yeah, that house, well, it was, what is it that they, it's not hectares, is
I
it?
Have no
they go
idea.
In hectares?
It's fucking huge.
It's fucking massive, yeah. Narnia is a good way to describe it. Man, they had paths.
Yeah.
And different paths. Like, you know, you can take the scenic route or you can take the waterfall route.
This one goes to the barbecue.
Yeah, exactly. Nice. You know, they had little signposts and shit like that.
So we get this motherfucking fridge with Indiana Jones tucked safely inside. We get it all the way through the fucking backyard into the garage, and I'm thinking, thank fuck for that.
The hard part's over.
Right. Now, we go into this goddamn fridge, and he's like, okay, now we have to take it down there. And points at this door that looks like the door in Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
I'm looking around for a fucking bottle for us to drink that says, drink this, and then we're going to shrink. Because this door's tiny. And it's down three little fucked up wooden steps. And he's like, we're taking the fridge down there.
down three steps and then down three more.
Right. So it's like three steps turn to the left, three steps. But the door frame and the roof is lower. So not only do we have to go in and down immediately because there's like 6 inches of floor right away.
Well, from ground floor, from the ground floor, that door frame was only 6 foot. You know, from ground level. So the fridge had to go downstairs to go downstairs,
right?
To clear the fucking door frame.
So the three of us are standing in this garage, and I'm sure Rev can tell at this point that I'm cheesed. I'm just like, this is fucking impossible.
You were awesome.
If you weren't a good friend, I would have been like, listen, man, I'm out. You guys, good luck with this. But what I did do was I described to Reverend that I thought it was cool that the fridge was big enough that I could keep bodies in later.
Yeah, the customer liked that.
Yeah,
yeah. You specifically said my body.
Right. I was all right. I was like, hey, at least I know it's big enough to keep your body in later.
Yeah.
And he looks at me, the customer, Mr. Miyagi, looks at me and goes, oh, Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said.
He called me Jeffrey Dahmer.
Except he didn't have the Asian accent.
No, but Mr. Miyagi.
Like Eastern European, I think.
Like a Milad.
Like a Milad. Nah,
not even, no. Let's just stick with Asian and he's Mr. Miyagi. It's funnier.
All right.
Yes.
Fair enough.
Yes. So.
He was definitely a ninja. There's no fucking doubt.
He would have taken us both out.
Oh,
probably without, before we even realized, we both would have been
dead. Probably wouldn't even have to touch us. One of those guys.
Did you notice his hands and his legs, like how big they were, though?
Yeah.
Like how like even his knuckles seem big, like you know what I'm saying.
Oh yeah. Oh,
this guy was a rough motherfucker. Like he was a bad looking dude.
Well, I think what actually made him more intimidating was the fact that he was so calm.
It was exactly that.
Like he catches flies with chopsticks. That's all I'm saying.
He's chill. He's fucking, he's Qui-Gon Jinn.
Yeah.
As opposed to Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yep.
Geek reference one.
Ding.
So we realize that, you know what, we can't get this fucking thing down there because if the Reverend can't carry the whole thing by himself, then that's the only way I see this working. Is if Rev could just do all the work.
Well, I had to take half of it anyways.
Yeah, well, what do you want me to do? So we go to Home Depot because you're like, I need some straps. I'm like, the fuck are these straps going to do? And he's like, no, trust me. Let's go get the straps.
They're called forearm forklifts, man.
So we get back with the goddamn straps. I'm at the bottom of the stairs with Miyagi. And the Rev spreads these straps around the fridge. He's got it around his wrists, around his forearms. We lower the fridge. So he's now supporting the bulk of the weight on his forearms with the straps.
Yeah.
And Mr. Miyagi and I maneuver it into the doorway, and I look up at Rev, and he's doing the Qui-Gon Jinn moment from Phantom Menace.
I had to wind myself up. That was a heavy motherfucker. That's hundreds of pounds.
Yeah, so you're doing the Qui-Gon Jinn, and he's got his eyes closed, folks. He's looking up to the sky. He's got his hands out on the straps, and he's just like,
let's do it.
I can see him like getting ready as if he's going to have a baby and shit. And then we're like, okay, 1, 2, 3, lift. Immediately I am out. Like, the second we get that motherfucker off the air, I'm like, I'm out. I'm out. Miyagi, I'm out. I'm out. I'm not supporting anymore. And my hands are in the air.
Yeah.
Like my hands being in the air aren't enough signal for me to be like, I'm not supporting. So immediately the Rev and I make eye contact as the fridge slips and goes, bam!
Boom!
Lodges into place on the stairs.
Oh, yeah.
And I see Reverend's eyes dance from mine immediately to Miyagi's. And we're just like...
And he just grinned.
Yeah, he was okay.
He was like... He giggled a little bit.
Right.
He knew how fucking ridiculous...
Yeah, fuck this guy.
That fridge was, man.
Yeah, so we finally get it down the goddamn stairs. And what happens next?
It was too tall for the room.
God damn it!
The room is 6 feet. The fridge is 6 feet.
So it started simple with come help me power wash the driveway. Now I got Miyagi and this guy fucking trying to pick up a fridge that's the same size as the room. Why we didn't measure it first, I'll never fucking know. But now we get in there and I'm like, this motherfucker isn't going to fit. And I'm immediately trying to think of ways out of it to be like, I'm not helping you lift that bag up.
No. What are we going to do?
Like, I'm done. I'm like, ref, what are we going to do now? Like, I'm not lifting this thing again.
Dude, it took us half the day to move the fucking fridge.
Yeah.
We ended up getting it up, though, through some crafty maneuvering.
From fucking Jedi mind trick from Miyagi that was like,
yeah.
Oh, you put it this angle here and lift very slowly. It will fit.
Mm-hmm.
And it fit. There was a huge dent in the side of it. But that was the side that got tucked into the wall. So I don't know whether Miyagi missed it or whether just he just didn't care.
I don't think he. It's his, it's the ultimate beer fridge now, man.
I know. But then did you see the beer that he had in it? It was Coors. It was alcohol free. It was a Molson Excel.
No.
Mm-hmm. I didn't want to say anything so you wouldn't hit him.
No. I was talking to him, actually, because I got some work from his neighbor.
Yeah.
And he came by, and he had a blood clot few years ago, so he has to go and get his blood checked every year.
Right.
And it was funny because we were I was just telling him, I'm like, yeah, right, you're in pretty good fucking shape, right. You know, and he's like, oh, I wish I was young and invincible like you.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, right.
Now if I would have been there, he wouldn't have said that to me.
No. We got his business. This is the funniest part, is that we got his business card because I said, yeah, so we're thinking of getting Matt into some martial arts. Eh?
Which I've never discussed with you, motherfucker. He's just oh, by the way.
Yeah, I said, yeah, so yeah, we're thinking about getting Matty into some martial arts. And he looked at you.
Yeah.
He looked you in the eyes.
Uh-huh.
Then he looked at your belly. And then he said, that'd be good for you.
Exactly how it happened, ladies and gentlemen. Yes.
While he's staring at your belly, he says, this could be good for you.
Motherfucker. So now I've been insulted, too. You brought me out, you made me sweat, and then you insulted me.
But you said he'd give you 2 free weeks of ninja.
You know why? Because he knows I'm going to last one day, and then I'm going to die. That's why he's like, yeah, 2 weeks, cool. He knows after 2 hours I'm going to be like, I'm going home.
I don't think that stuff's too intense. It's not intense. It's more like if you've ever taken kung fu, it's the graceful movements and stuff like that.
Yeah, nothing about me is graceful.
Yeah, well, because you've never taken the classes.
I know, but I'm a huge wussy.
Kung fu's pretty cool. I took I was in Pai Lum kung fu, and the very first class. I was there. I learned how to properly rip an ear off.
Whoa.
Like right off the head.
And shit.
Because it just tears like paper, but you have to grab it right.
Please don't ever rip my ear off.
That was fucking wild. I was blown away. I go, the second class, they're teaching me how to properly knife chop a throat, you know, to pull the hair back. So you expose the throat, and they're saying you have to get this certain arc to get the most power, so you just crush the larynx and everything.
What the fuck is wrong with you, man?
It was an underground kung fu. It's called Pai Lum. It was fucking... It was brutal. It was awesome.
That's crazy.
It was fucking awesome.
So, yes, Reverend threw me to the dogs and got me called fat by a kung fu instructor. Thanks a lot, motherfucker. The rest of the day was shiny, though. The rest of the day, I had my music on.
Yeah, man.
I got my fucking... We cleaned up. We made that guy's house look nice.
Mm-hmm.
Worked our...
That's what we do.
Led to work, as you mentioned, with his neighbor.
With the neighbor, which you helped out with as well.
I did.
I think I paid you pretty fair for all the...
Sure did.
For your efforts. I know.
Pay me with head, motherfucker! So, let's... But... I'm not done with you about day two, okay?
What's wrong with day two?
Day two, we get there. You're like, hey, I got some work from his neighbor. Want to come help me out? And I'm like, sure.
No power washing, easy peasy.
You show up nice and early.
I promise you there were no fridges.
Well, you did promise. I said, fridges? And you're like, no fridges.
No moving
so,
shit.
So we arranged a time. I slept a little later, so I said, hey, can I get an extra 30 minutes? You were fine. You brought Tim Hortons coffee.
You brought it.
No, you picked me up that day.
Oh, did I?
I thought you did.
No, I picked the day that I did pick you up, I brought you Timmy's.
Anyway,
hey,
Tim Hortons, shout out to Tim Hortons Coffee. So anyway, we had the Timmy's, it was a good start to the day. We drove out there. We get there, I'm about ready. I got my game face on. I'm thinking my way through. Straight lines, forward and back, forward and back. I'm gonna be the best driveway washer ever, coach. I'm
shit
gonna be
yeah, great, honky coach. Boy.
So we get there, my hands on the door, and Reverend says,
By the way,
he's got a big mean dog. Or he's got a... Oh, by the way, he's got a real mean dog.
He bit me yesterday.
Motherfucker bit me yesterday. So I'm thinking, motherfucker. motherfucker. First it's the fridge. Now it's a fucking vicious animal. I'm going to get eaten.
Fucking dog bit me again today.
See? Bullshit. So we go over to the initial driveway because, like we said, it's their neighbor. And we're talking with our first client who mentions the dog is mean and don't turn your back on him and the dog might bite you. So we start to walk over to start the job and I'm like, hey, man, you're going to have to tell these people keep that fucking dog inside. And you're like, yeah, I'll tell them. I'm like, no, I want you to say those words. Hey, keep the dog inside.
I did.
So we get to the front door. And we did something first and you didn't say anything, right?
Oh, no. I got to the front door and I said, my friend here's afraid of your dog, so you got to keep him inside.
Motherfucker!
I said, he's not quick enough to run away.
Thanks a lot for that, too. So then
she laughed.
So then we get to the backyard and the fucking dog's out there.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot the door was open. Immediately, no confidence in this family. Not at all. It's a small dog, though.
Well, it's a medium-sized dog. And but it hurts when he bites you.
But then I left you out to dry. What did I do? I made you go in first.
Oh, yeah.
Closed the fence behind you when you were inside, looked around.
The funniest was when he came out, and the dog came out. And remember, you almost Matt almost Dukes a Hazarded right into his own fucking car. Again, he was going to leave me to dry.
I'm not getting bitten by this goddamn dog, man.
The dog barked once, and Matt was trying to dive through his window.
I'm not trying to get bitten by that motherfucker, man.
Oh, fuck. That was funny.
But the whole day I'm out there cleaning because we were doing his pool deck. I kept my eyes on the door the whole time. I didn't once turn my back, man. That was tricky for some of those corners.
Yeah.
Because I had to keep angling so I could see the door. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to spray this motherfucker with this fucking power wash if he comes out here.
Oh, yeah. He could take his eyes out with that.
See, that's not what I want to do.
Well, if he's going to bite you, you bite him first.
Yeah, you did growl at him and protect me one time.
Yeah. I raised my hand and I took a step towards him.
Yeah, and he stopped.
I smacked him hard today, too.
As you should.
Well, that little bitch nipped me and I fucking... Those people are
cocksuckers. If you know your dog's gonna nip people, keep them inside. The fuck is wrong with you? I didn't choose to have a dog. I don't choose to get bitten by your fucking dog. Keep your goddamn dog inside or I'm gonna kick it in its teeth. Which of course I'm not. I'm gonna run behind the Reverend and go, you're gonna get bitten.
He's gonna bite me.
You're paying me extra for this, right? Do I get hazard pay for this?
Oh fuck.
So yeah, don't trust the Reverend totally. There's always gonna be something. There's always going to be something, motherfucker. Every time we go to a job together now, I'm going to be like, I wonder what it's going to be today.
In my defense, I had no clue. When I called you up to come and help, I had no clue about that fucking fridge going to where it didn't, it being as much work as it was. I had no clue until they said, well, you guys are moving the fridge, right?
Fair enough. But hear me out. You meet a young lady at a bar. You're single.
Mm-hmm.
You bang her. She's hot. You love it. A month later, she says, ooh, I have herpes. I didn't know. I'm sorry. Does she get away with it? No.
Fair enough.
Fuck you and your fridge.
Fair enough. I did know about the dog, though. So
yeah, you waited until right when we got there, didn't you?
It was too late to go home.
By the way, there's a big, mean dog in there.
There's a dog, and it bit me yesterday. I hope you're done.
Yeah, look at the mark on my leg. Look at the mark on my leg. Wow. That being said, it was a pleasure to work with you. I had a good time.
It's not so bad.
Except for dogs and fridges.
And nothing's ever perfect.
The wife of Mr. Miyagi commenting on the fact that you mentioned that I was from Wales, and she said, okay, go ahead. I'm over at the fucking, I'm in Jurassic Park hiding from the Velociraptor, working away while you're over there with the client making fun of me.
I said something about you being Welsh. She asked. She asked the heritage or something like that. And and I said, well, no, Matt said, oh, she asked where we're from.
Right.
I said, well, I'm not from here originally. I said, I'm from, 45 minutes down the road.
In Woodstock.
Yeah, weird stock.
Never wear a pink shirt while out on a night on the town.
That's right. Uh-huh. And I said, Matt's originally from Wales. And she said, oh, that's why he's so pale.
Son of a bitch.
But the funny part was that she went on to say, Yeah, they don't, I don't think they get much sun over there. I think it's pretty rainy.
I live here.
Sorry, he's not used to it.
Fucking racism everywhere I go, man. I'm like Chuck Berry and shit back in his day. Everywhere I go, there's fucking hatred towards the Welsh.
No, there is. The Welsh are better than everyone. Maybe that's why.
Jesus loves the Welsh.
Just a little more than everyone else. It's true.
It's true. So, yeah, those are my adventures from working a day job with the Rev.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
I asked Andy this, or AK, or the rabbi last night, and he didn't really answer me. When we're playing a show, and I see men of color, we'll say.
Ooh, I don't know if you
black people. That. We'll say black people.
Okay.
That's PC. In the crowd, I like to do Bob Marley or the hip-hop songs. Is that? I don't think that's racist.
It's only racist if they get offended. Is the way I look at it.
The reason behind it is that the biggest compliments that we've had for doing Bob Marley and hip hop is from black people.
Then I think you're.
They
okay.
love it when we do it.
Yeah, it's you have to follow the specific rules about the N-bomb and things like that.
Yeah, no, I'm not. Yeah, we don't say the N-bomb and no, but we do it and I think we do it fairly well.
I enjoy the hip hop influences.
It's not like saying I'm not saying that, you know, if I'm offering them grape soda, I'm saying
hey, the fried chicken here is great.
I'm saying Bob Marley and that T.I. song. Actually, it's the ladies that love the T.I. more than anything. Mm-hmm. But when we do Marley, the black guys
love it.
Yeah.
You're a racist.
Is that?
That's racist.
Why?
Just because I like busting your
balls. Oh, okay. Because I don't think it is. I think I'm just catering to the crowd, but.
Well, you don't mean it, you know, it'd just be funny for some dude someday to be like, motherfucker, just because I'm black, you play goddamn hip-hop song?
Well, you think that's all I like? Yeah. Well, I'm not going to just play, what's his face? Sweet Caroline. Just because there's a Welshman out there.
He wasn't Welsh, motherfucker.
Oh, he's Welsh.
Who?
The guy who sings that. I can't remember his fucking name
Neil
right now.
Neil Diamond?
Oh, yeah, he's Welsh through and through.
No, he's not.
Oh, yeah.
No, he's not.
Oh, did you ever see him? He's Welsh.
Tom Jones is Welsh.
That's the guy I'm thinking of.
Tom Jones didn't sing Sweet Caroline.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Who did?
Fucking Neil Diamond.
No, Neil Diamond sings, he's not heavy, he's my brother.
I don't think he does.
Yeah.
I think you're fucked up.
Tom Jones is Sweet Caroline.
No, it's not. It's Neil Diamond.
Don't Wikipedia that shit.
I'm Wikipediaing that shit.
All right.
I'm Wikipediaing that shit. Wikipedia. Okay. I spelled Wikipedia wrong.
Swear it's Tom Jones that sings that.
Welcome to another new segment, ladies and gentlemen. It's called The Reverend is Stupid. All right. Sweet Caroline. It's a pop song written and performed by Neil Diamond.
Tom Jones.
It's a pop song written and performed by Neil Diamond.
Go on Wikipedia tomorrow, and it'll say Tom Jones.
No, but that's not right. This is factual. Now, stop. Sweet Caroline is a pop song written and performed by Neil Diamond. I'm now clicking on Neil Diamond. Neil Diamond, born January 24th. Hey, it's the same birthday as me.
Hey, see?
Doesn't mean he's Welsh, motherfucker. Born January 24th, 1941. Neil Leslie Diamond is an American singer-songwriter.
Yeah, but his roots are in Wales.
Don't give me that roots bullshit.
Didn't you read the biography? Diamond on Diamond?
Motherfucker, until 2 seconds ago, you thought Neil Diamond was Tom Jones. So don't fucking tell me you know what the fuck you're talking about.
Listen.
Neil Diamond is American. Sweet Caroline is by Neil Diamond. Tom Jones is Welsh. Fuck you for playing.
It's in his autobiography, Diamond on Diamond. And he says, growing up as a young boy in Wales, was a little lonely.
Early life and career.
But
Neil Diamond was born in Brooklyn to a Jewish family descended from Russian and Polish immigrants. Diamond grew up in several homes in Brooklyn.
Little known fact, there's Jews in Wales too, jackass. Yeah, go into his dad's biography.
But you know what there isn't in Wales? Is a fucking Brooklyn. All right?
There is. No. It's just, I think it's about 40 kilometers south of Cardiff.
You just,
it is.
This concludes another episode of The Reverend is Stupid.
Brooklyn, Wales. Look it up.
Oh, motherfucker. Brooklyn, Wales. You're such...
Fucking hate technology.
Why? Because it proves you're stupid?
It's so hard to bullshit.
I'm excited for when Reverend Jr., the lovely lady that she is, decides to start checking up on things that you tell her and just say, Dad, you're full of shit. Mom says you're not a man of God. She says you're just an asshole.
Limeys usually only have 3 toes on each foot, honey. You don't...
In 1957, they tried to invade. Listen, there's a Brooklyn, New South Wales.
Hey, hey!
Shut the fuck up for a second. Which is in Australia. Okay, dumb shit?
Fuck.
Anything else?
Nah, fuck off.
Thank you, Wikipedia, for making the Reverend look stupid.
Well, that's if you believe Wikipedia. You can always believe the Reverend.
The Reverend's full of shit.
So is Wikipedia.
No, it's not.
Who the fuck? It's not like they're medical doctors or geography experts.
Neither are you, motherfucker.
Plugging shit into Wikipedia.
Neither are you.
You can't live your life relying on Wikipedia, Matt Lees.
I also can't live
That's
my life.
That's no life at all, man.
No, listening to you is no life at all.
It's a lot more fun my way.
No, no, because then we'd all think his name was not Tiberius, and we think Neil Diamond was Welsh.
Theodore. Good old Neil Diamond, the Welshman.
This is why you were not invited.
You have no Welsh pride in you at all, do you?
Listen, man, I'll stick my Welsh dick in your ass and give you some Welsh pride.
Then why are you denying Neil Diamond?
He's not Welsh!
Give him some love.
This is why you didn't get to play the first round of the Spare Time Olympics. This what? Is why. Because you're going to fucking embarrass yourself.
Listen, I'm going to tell you one thing right now. Ollie?
Our current and present defending champion of the Spare Time Olympics, Oliver Little.
Oliver Little is a pantless, spineless champion. Unless he faces me. Mano y mano, in the purest sport known to man, Legend Olympics. I will fuck you up.
So are you throwing, because this is big business. Don't.
This is the gauntlet! Okay? I've thrown it! I've challenged him to a duel!
Did you hear that, Ollie? The Reverend Dam Davies wants your title, motherfucker.
That's right.
You want it?
And when I take it, I want to put something else on the line.
Okay, like what?
I want him to wear fucking pants. If I win, he cannot Skype in with us pantless again.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to put that down.
I'm sweetening the pot.
For yourself.
So, no, he's going to throw something back.
All right, I'll put it to him.
I'm not offering anything yet.
All right.
Tell you what. If he wins,
you'll suck his dick.
I will send him the gay lumberjack gay lumberjack shirt that he loves so much.
All right. So
all right.
Here's the gauntlet, the gay lumberjack shirt. For those of you who weren't listening, we did a previous episode with our good friend Ollie from London.
Your good friend.
Right. Yes. Agree. He doesn't like you. And the Reverend was wearing an especially gay type shirt. And when we logged on to Skype and Ollie saw said shirt,
he was attracted to
he
it.
He was like, that's a really gay shirt, you gay lumberjack.
It's just one of those things where he's in the closet.
Yeah. And go to iTunes and check out Matt Lees versus UK for a special episode in which we played the first episode of the Spare Time Olympics, which is a 5-part round robin. Yeah.
Behind my back, though.
It's a 5-part.
Behind my back, you said you had the shits that day, you couldn't do the podcast, and then you Skyped in your little limey bastard.
Yeah, but I did have the shits, and I Skyped him in hours later.
You must not know about me, Matt Lees. I can have another you in a minute. In fact, she'll be here in a minute, baby. So to the left, to the left.
So I had the shits. And
after working with me.
Yes. And it was a five. It's a, God damn it, you sidetracked me. The Spare Time Olympics are a five-question trivia quiz show in which ultimately I decide the winner. Present and defending champion from the last episode, Oliver Little. And the Reverend Dan Davis is being Van Boss about it and being pussy hurt.
No, I'm not. No, you did a podcast behind my back.
I did not do it behind your back.
I was going to come over here and podcast with you, and you told me not to.
Because I was on the toilet.
You weren't on the toilet? What? Were you? Did you do the fucking podcast on the toilet?
No.
So he was pantless and you were shitting.
No, listen. You had a gig to do. You had somewhere to be by 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock.
That's right.
We podcasted at like 11. So fuck you, Reverend Jeffrey K. Davies.
So now it all comes out.
Cunt.
So that's how it's going to be.
Cunt.
Cunt.
Cunt. Cunt. What? How's what's all going to be? You're just mad you're not the champion right now.
I am the fucking champion.
No, you're not. Ollie's the champion.
No, you guys ducked me. That's what you did.
You laid the challenge down.
You ducked me.
You're the number one contender, but you're not the champion.
You ducked out. Come on.
Why did I duck out?
Everyone's avoiding me when it comes to a challenge.
Now you're starting. You know what? No matter when we record, you're starting at minus 1 points. Did you hear that noise? That was you losing a point.
That's all right. I'm still going to beat your little princess.
Yeah, but you don't. I don't know. You should not be so cocky. Mr. Little had a great performance in the first.
No, he didn't. He lost. He lost the fucking game. And then the only reason that he won was because his buddy gave a bad acceptance speech.
That's right. It is one of the rules, ladies and gentlemen, of the Spare Time Olympics that your acceptance speech has to be up to par, approved by me.
That's like not winning the title because of a disqualification.
Almost, right? So
exactly.
Sean.
It is baloney.
He put out his acceptance speech. It was terrible. So I took all of his points and gave them to Ollie. That's how the game rolls.
Yeah.
There are other tips and special scores that will come out, but not yet. They're secret. I'm not giving you any advantage.
I don't need an advantage. I am the advantage. Don't you understand this?
That's what you should call yourself if you're ever a wrestler.
The advantage?
The advantage, Jeffrey Davies. Hello, I'm Jeffrey Davies.
Hello, I'm Jeffrey Davies.
Yeah, you do look like you should be Cuban or something.
Some days. During the summer? I turn Mexican
burned.
During the summer, right?
Yeah, if you were driving around with a fucking straw hat in California, you'd get kicked back to Mexico. Yeah.
It's pretty tough to fucking be an assassin when you're a gringo around here, man. So I got to turn Mexican, though.
Hey, that was the worst Mexican accent.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was talking to this guy. He was on the Canadian soccer team. Played all over the world doing this and that with soccer. And he came in and he was singing some Brazilian song. There's Brazilians have a song that go with their team or something.
Yeah,
he was doing something.
It's oh la 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 la. Oh no, that's South Africa. Should I take that out?
I don't know.
I'm going to write down. 49 minutes. Oh, racist joke.
Fuck,
might have to miss it.
No way. Anyways, I was telling him. Or he came in singing some song or something to do with Brazil, the soccer team.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of looked at him because he was acting a little funny. Or at least it seemed kind of odd to me, because he's not Brazilian. And he looked at me like, hey, you know, it's the Brazil thing or whatever, you know. Don't you watch football? I looked at him, I thought, okay, you know, you used to play on like the Canadian team and you've played all over the world playing soccer. So I'm not going to tell you that, you know, you're a poor kid that kicks a ball for fun. So anyways, so I said, no, I'm too mungy cake for that, man. I don't watch.
I don't get your story.
I don't really know where I was going with that, Matt. You can cut that whole fucking shit out.
What's mungy cake?
You're a you're Welsh, so
I'm
you're not mungy cake. Mungy cake is like a honky, like white bread.
I'm a god among men, sir.
You're, well, See, you know, like Europeans, you know, feel they have this culture. I don't know if you've seen it around here. Is that Europeans feel they have this culture, but they're funny because they exclude the English, so, and the Welsh and the Irish and the Scottish. They exclude all the white bread ones like that. And for some reason, Germany too. They don't seem to like the Germans.
Who does?
But like, yeah, I don't know.
Who likes Germans? Name me one German you like.
Einstein.
All right, I'm going to give you that one.
All right.
Fair enough. As long as he was German. Wasn't he Jewish?
He was probably a German Jew, yeah. And that's probably why he went to the States.
Wasn't Einstein fucking Mexican? Einstein was Mexican. What are you talking about?
Einstein was Mexican.
Check it out.
Check it out on Wikipedia. Was Einstein Mexican?
I will. Einstein.
I think he was a German Jew. I think that's why he came over.
Let's go to Wikipedia.
All right.
Albert Einstein. German. Swiss. So he's German.
Mm-hmm.
And he died in Princeton, New Jersey at the age of 76.
Yeah. But what? So was he Jewish?
It just says German.
Okay.
Doesn't say that he was a fucking... But he's got like a Jew nose. Was that awful of me or what?
I'd like to start...
look at all the shit that Einstein did.
I'd like to start I don't know, a comic book or maybe... You know G.I. Joe?
G.I. Joe!
Yeah, I'd like to do G.I. Jew. The real American Hebrew.
That's not your own joke.
Yeah, it is.
Really?
G.I. Jew. The real American Hebrew.
That's gold. That's comic gold.
Shalom.
Hey, look at Einstein here. He looks weird. He looks like
he's a sexy motherfucker. He's a young man. Look at that.
He looks like John Lovitz, dude.
No, he looks... He looks deep.
Look at all the shit that Einstein did.
Yeah, he did a lot of things.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Speaking of that, let's search ourselves on Wikipedia. I'm sure this is really fascinating for everybody.
We won't find anything on us.
That's it. Nothing.
All right.
All right, ladies.
All right, ladies.
Your boobies.
Your boobies.
All right, so we're going to finish this week with something I'd like to do from time to time. It'll probably be like all these other mini little gimmicks that we come up with that never get fucking resolved. But, Here we go. Now, as we do that, let's also confirm that you've thrown the challenge out to Ollie. We are waiting for Ollie.
Was there any doubt? Like, did I fucking stutter when I when I threw it out there?
No.
I'm asking you, Matt.
I'm just saying.
I'm asking you, like, man to man here.
I'm just saying.
Did I fucking stutter when I said that Ollie's been ducking me, and I think that you were kind of helping him duck me?
Why?
Because you're trying to include him. I know what you're doing, sir. It's all right.
Why the fuck?
You like the cross promotion thing. It's all right. And you got your little princess.
That's
and
it.
he's got his pasty blue eyed hero. It's all right.
That's it.
I'm not hating.
I'm fucking angry now.
I'm not hating. Oh, you're going to call him now?
You made me fucking it. No, but you know why? Because you're accusing me of not playing fair. You're saying, oh, you picked Ollie over me. You've been ducking me, Matt Lees.
I know when someone's ducking me, Matt. And I know you did this. I know why, man. It's the cross promotion. You're trying to get some more listeners. And I think that it's a savvy marketing plan. I'm not knocking you for that. But just fucking own up to it.
I didn't do anything of the sort, okay? You weren't around. I had the shits. I recorded with Ollie, okay? Ollie's the Olympic champion, okay?
Okay, did the Hurricane ever get a heavyweight fucking shot at John Cena?
No.
Ever?
No.
Why not?
Because the Hurricane sucked balls.
No, because he wasn't a big enough name. He's not going to draw more fans to come and watch a fight, right? So it was always... Batista and Cena.
Batista?
Batista? Isn't it?
Batista.
Sounds Portuguese. And you know what? Portuguese people love fish.
You just wait right
there. Is
that
there, racist?
Motherfucker. What? You just fucking wait there. Oh, you lucky motherfucker.
Portuguese people love fish.
That's racist. You're going to get us arrested.
Why?
I don't know.
They do love fish.
But don't be racist.
That's not racist. That's
you are a racist.
That's a generalization.
Your language is offensive.
Mexicans call Italians the pasta, and Mexicans call Portuguese the fish. I don't know why.
And you call everybody foreigners. No. For any of you wearing headphones, I'm sure you're loving this ringing sound.
Oh, are you calling them?
I am, because I'm trying to get this challenge out of the way, because you're all pussy hurt.
I'm not pussy hurt at all. I'm calling it like it is. You're trying to turn it into something that it's not. I'm not surprised.
Well, oddly enough, Ollie is not answering.
Well, it's not like he's got a rush to put some pants on or something.
You woke me up, you cunt.
We woke you up?
What time is it, Ollie?
It's 10 to 5 in the morning.
Oh, shit. Hey, do you remember when you became the Spare Time Olympic champion? And I told you you had to be ready to defend at any time?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to defend right now.
What did you wake me up, you fucking cunt?
Because the Reverend wanted to talk to you.
Hi, Rev.
Hey, what's shaking, Ollie?
Well, now you're being nice. Right. Where's your challenge voice, big guy?
Nah, dude,
you fuck. It is 5 in the morning, and I'm meant to be sleeping.
The Rev wants to challenge you for the Spare Time Olympic title that you hold.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. Give me a sec. Let me put some headphones.
No, it's okay. We're not going to do it now. We're going to let you go back to sleep.
Well, you've woken me up now, you...
Yeah, but I don't have any questions ready, so we can't do it now.
Why did you call me for then? I don't understand you.
We called you. We called you to just get the challenge out there, like
Matt
a teaser.
Matt called you.
Like a teaser for next week.
I swear, Matt, you could have just faced me or something, man. Seriously.
Oh, well. At least
you know, maybe type something, man. Test the waters and shit. If I respond, I'm awake. If not, I'm downloading.
Well, then you should close your Skype sometimes.
No! Fuck you!
Listen, it was the Reverend's idea to call you. I'm very sorry that we did that.
Aww.
And we'll let you go back to sleep, okay?
Pass the buck, Matt Lees. Always trying to make me look bad.
Do you hate... It's not my listeners' fault, though. Say goodnight.
What?
It's not the fault of my listeners that I'm an asshole. So at least say goodnight to them.
No, no, it's your fault.
You're right. I'm an asshole. I'm sorry for waking you up at 5 in the morning, Ollie.
I'm sorry, Matt's an asshole.
It's bullshit as well, right? Because I'm with Gay up here. I had a really bad night, man. I woke up at like 3, and then I went back to bed, and now you're waking me up for the second time in a fucking row.
Oh,
I'm destined not to sleep tonight. I hate you so much.
But I didn't wake you up the first time.
No, you didn't. You woke me up the second time, motherfucker.
You're right.
It's worse.
I think there's something you need to offer, Ollie.
Ollie? Do you want a cookie?
Oh, okay. So I see. The Rev's your little, like, puppet master now. He's some sort of fucking marionette. Lisa, I thought we had an understanding. I thought you and me were cool. And now you fucking pull this shit.
I'm sorry.
You're the best, Ollie.
Yeah, Ollie. We love you, sir, and we're going to let you go back to the land of sweet dreams, okay?
Cheers, fellas. Good night.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Goodbye, Grumpy. Well, dude, you woke him up.
I didn't tell you to call, you fucking jackass.
You're an asshole.
I'm an asshole, but I'm not an asshole for calling Ollie. You are. You're like, we're going to get this out of the way. I've been drinking beer all night.
I haven't been drinking beer all night.
No, I have.
Fair enough. So this brings us to the end of another episode. Thank you. This has been another episode of Legend in My Spare Time. I love going out on a high note.
Yeah, fuck. We love what we're doing. Everyone loves to listen. So if you don't, what the fuck are you doing at this point in the cocksucking fucking...
God damn it!
Legend in My Spare Time.
Thank you for tuning in on Trainwreck Radio.
Let's hear from the rabbi.
Wait. Please check us out at popsyndicate.com. Go to the forums. The misinformation forums. There's going to be an entire section there for Legend in My Spare Time. The Reverend's going to register.
I will
I'm
register.
I'm going to register. We're going to put up information about our cast of regular characters so you know who the fuck we're talking about.
Yeah, maybe even some photos.
Yeah.
Maybe some candids.
Yeah, and you can see the Reverend's awful grammar.
You can see Van Boss with his thumb up his ass. I know he does that. I've
you
seen
love it.
It.
You love it. God damn it, we'll be trying to end this thing for 10 minutes.
Yeah, I know. It's all his fault.
Rabbi?
Cue the rabbi. Let's get the fuck out of here.
We'll see all you dirty, dirty fuckers next week.
Etching in my spare time, motherfucker.
I see you driving around town with the girl I love and I like and fuck you. Ooh, I just put change in my pocket. It wasn't enough. I'm like, fuck you and I fuck her too. Said if I was greater, who said we were just? Now ain't that some shit? Ain't that some shit? And although that's crazy, my shirts, I still wish you the best. With the fuck you. Boy.